Sequence Jungle Intro using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12, Beginner Edition. Let's build a classic jungle intro in Arrangement View. Tension, tease, impact, and the real focus today is feel, not random sloppiness feel, but that believable, shuffled, slightly human pocket that makes an intro roll forward even when it's minimal. Open Ableton Live 12 and start a fresh project. Set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, 165 to 174 BPM. I'm going to park it at 170. Now create a few tracks so we can think like an arranger, not like someone stacking loops forever. Make a track for drums, tops, a track for drums, break, one for FX, atmos, one for FX, risers and impacts, and a MIDI track for bass. Hint: while we build, set your loop brace to 8 bars. That's your sketch zone. We'll expand to a full 32-bar intro once the core vibe is working. And here's a mindset that'll save you time. Groove Pool is a feel layer. Don't use it to rescue a confusing rhythm. First, make a boring but correct pattern. Then we'll add groove to make it breathe. Step 1. Build the top's groove. This is the heartbeat of the intro. Even before the break comes in, the tops tell the listener, we're moving. On drums, tops, load a drum rack, pick three simple sounds, a tight closed hat, a noisy shaker, and either a ride or a light open hat. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. Put the closed hat on straight eighth notes, so it's ticking evenly. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Then put the shaker on the offbeats, the ands. Immediately you get that push-pull with almost no effort. Now add one occasional open hat near the end of the bar, like right before it loops. Not every bar, just enough to signal phrasing. Next, the jungle ingredient. Ghost notes and velocity. Add a few extra shaker hits in between the main hits, but keep them quiet. Think of them like little footsteps behind the main rhythm. Then open up the velocity lane and do some quick shading. Most hits living around 40 to 60, and a few accents up at 80 to 100. If everything is the same velocity, it'll sound like a cheap loop even if the rhythm is correct. Let's do quick sound polish with stock devices, nothing fancy. After the drum rack, add auto filter. Set it to low pass, LP24. Start the cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a touch of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. This is a classic move for intros. You're literally holding back the brightness so you can reveal it later. Then add drum bus. Keep boom off for tops. Add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and a touch of crunch, like 5 to 20. You're not trying to smash it. You just want it to feel a bit sampled and glued. Cool. Now we have a straight pattern. Time for the main character. Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool. If you don't see it, go to the View menu and show the Groove Pool, or find grooves in the browser and drag one in. Start with a swing 16 type groove. That's a beginner-friendly jungle starting point because it targets that 16th note shuffle. Drag a groove into the Groove Pool so it appears in the bottom panel. Now set some starter values. Timing around 35 to 55. Velocity influence around 10 to 25. Random around 5 to 15. And bass at 16. Because we want a 16th note feel. Quick explanation in plain language. Timing is the main swing and human shift. Velocity gives you breathing, like a drummer's hands. Random is controlled chaos. A little makes it alive. Too much makes it messy. Now apply the groove to your top's clip. Click the MIDI clip. Find the groove chooser in the clip properties, and choose the groove you loaded. Press play. You should hear the hat stop sounding typed in and start sounding played. Here's a coach trick. Use global groove amount to a slash B. In the Groove Pool, there's a global amount control. Pull it to 0% for straight grid. Then push it up to 50% or 100% to hear full groove. This is the fastest way to tell if you improve the pocket or just made it wobblier. If it suddenly feels worse, don't panic. That usually means one of two things. Either your pattern was too dense or your timing is too extreme. Back off timing a little or reduce random first. Now duplicate the top's clip across 8 bars, and add tiny variations every 2 bars. Remove one hat hit, add one quiet ghost shaker, maybe add the open hat only at the end of bar 8. The goal is to stop it from sounding like a copy-paste loop, without adding more stuff. Before we move on, one more important workflow piece, commit, but only when you're ready. Committing prints the groove timing and velocity into the clip. It's great because it locks in the feel, and then you can edit like a drummer. Fix only the couple notes that feel too late or too early, so don't commit instantly. Get it feeling right first. Then right-click the groove or the clip and choose commit when you're confident. Next, the break loop, but ghost it at first. This is how you get that classic tease. The listener senses the break before they fully hear it. On drums, break, drop in a breakbeat loop. Amen style, think break, anything with character. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Set it to loop cleanly at 1 or 2 bars. Make an 8-bar repeating clip. Now ghost it. Add auto filter, LP24. Set the cutoff way down, like 300 to 800 Hz, so it's muffled. Then turn the break down, maybe minus 12 to minus 18 dB. You should feel it more than you hear it. Optional but nice. Add a bit of reverb, small to medium. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz so it doesn't muddy the lows. Keep dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. You're creating space, not washing it out. Now apply groove to the break too, but tighter than the tops. This is a big jungle intro rule. Tops can drift. The break transients are anchors. So put the same groove on the break clip, but in the groove pool. Reduce timing for the break to something like 25 to 40. Reduce random a bit too, like 5. If you swing the break too hard, you'll get flams and it'll lose punch. Here's a really practical diagnostic, the microflam check. If the break suddenly stops snapping once your tops are playing, mute the tops for a moment. If the break punch comes back, your tops are clashing with the break transients. Fix it by tightening the tops groove, lowering random, or simplifying hats around the snare moments. Now we're going to do a groove pool trick that makes things instantly more real. Different grooves for different layers. Even if you use the same groove file, you can duplicate it in the groove pool and change settings. Think anchors versus drifters. Anchors. Snare announcements. Main break hits. Impacts. Drifters. Hats. Shakers. Ghost notes. Tiny percussion. Try a setup like this. For tops, timing 50, random 10. For break, timing 30, random 5. If you later add one-shot percussion, give it something in between. That slight disagreement between layers creates movement. It's like two musicians with good feel, not two robots perfectly aligned. Now let's arrange the story in 32 bars. Switch to arrangement view if you haven't already. And do yourself a favor, drop locators. Label bar 1 Atmos in, bar 9 ghost break, bar 17 reveal, bar 25 pre-drop, and bar 32 beat 4 gap. This makes arranging faster because you're writing to a map. Bars 1 to 8. Atmos and tops. On FX, Atmos, choose something simple. A pad, noise, or a texture. You can use Waveitable for a basic pad, or a long audio ambience. Put an EQ8 on Atmos and high pass at around 120 to 250 Hz. Keep the low end clean from the start. Add an auto filter and slowly automate the cutoff upward across these 8 bars. This is your first energy lane. One automation idea per section. Not 50 tiny lines everywhere. Keep drums minimal here. No full snare yet. Let the groove do the work. Bars 9 to 16. Bring in the ghosted break and snare announcements. Unmute or introduce the break clip. Still filtered and quiet. And start opening its filter over these 8 bars. For example, automate the break filter cutoff from around 500 Hz up toward 2.5 kHz. You'll feel the rhythm come into focus without fully revealing the smack. Add a snare hit every 2 bars. Like a call, this is an anchor. Put a tiny bit of echo on it, 1/8 or quarter note. Very low dry slash wet, like 5 to 12%. It adds vibe without turning it into a delay demo. Bars 17 to 24. Build energy. The reveal. Turn the break up gradually with volume automation. And open the filter more. Add an impact at bar 17. A crash, a hit, even a layered noise burst. Add a riser. You can do it with operator. Use the noise oscillator, filter it, automate the filter opening and maybe pitch it up slightly. Keep FX high passed so they don't fight your bass later. Groove move here. Live doesn't automate groove parameters directly, so do it like a producer. Duplicate your tops clip and swap to a slightly stronger groove for bars 21 to 24, or even from 17 onward. Or do the reverse. Start looser and then slightly tighten. And that's an advanced but awesome variation. The pre-drop tighten move. Beginners usually increase swing toward the drop, but if you slightly reduce swing in the last 8 bars, it makes the drop feel wider and more intentional, like the track locks in right before impact. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-drop tension and a fill. By bar 29 or 30, the break should be close to full bandwidth. Not necessarily full volume, but clear enough that the listener knows what's coming. In bar 31, do a small fill. Duplicate the break clip and rearrange 1 or 2 hits. Or slice a tiny moment, then do a quick reverb throw. Automate reverb dry slash wet up to around 25 to 35% for just 1 beat, then back down. One dramatic move is better than 10 medium moves. Then the drop setup. At bar 32 beat 4, do a hard stop. Mute drums for a quarter note or half a bar, and let the space create the impact. If you want extra flair, you can fake a tape stop moment using pitch automation on audio plus a reverb tail, but the simplest version is often the best. A clean gap. Now the bass hint. This is where you imply danger without giving away the whole drop. On bass, hint, create a MIDI clip with a long note, one or two bars. Use wave edible, sine or triangle for a sub hint, or two saw waves slightly detuned for a res hint. Add auto filter, LP24. Keep the cutoff low, like 100 to 250 Hz, and automate it slightly so it breathes. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Keep this bass hint quiet, minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Bring it in around bars 17 to 24, not at bar 1. And do not put your sub into long reverbs. If you want the bass to translate on small speakers, duplicate the MIDI to another instrument and create a harmonic layer. Saturate it more, then high pass that layer around 150 to 250 Hz so it's only mid harmonics, and tuck it way down.